It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. On Wednesday, an SUV crashed into the Crawford Post Office, causing extensive damage. This is Delta County Undersheriff Mark Taylor.
Deputies responded, and when they arrived, they observed a vehicle halfway in the Crawford Post Office. It sounds like it was purely an accident. A 73-year-old female was driving, and as she made the corner, she felt either her brakes gave out or she mistakenly hit the gas pedal. Either way, she drove into the building.
Taylor says the driver wasn't sighted and no one was injured. Officials with the post office say despite damage, the building is open for business and it's been temporarily repaired. Last weekend, vandals targeted two businesses in downtown Paonia. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Paonia police say the vandalism happened late Friday night or early Sunday morning. The Hightower Cafe had its front glass door smashed and doorstops damaged. Up the street at Heart of the Dragon, a main display window was broken, and items in the window were also damaged. Kata Tagan and her husband own the gift shop.
We were taken really totally off guard, and so we were pretty emotionally distressed by all of that. But, you know, this town is such an amazing place, and we have had so much outpouring of community support and a lot of energy, good wishes, well wishes, things like that. People have been bringing small donations by the store to contribute to the window replacement and the replacement of the damaged merchandise. We've had nothing but love and support from the community.
Paonia police are searching for leads in the case. They ask anyone with information about the vandalism to contact the department. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Three seats are up for election on the Delta Montrose Electric Association's Board of Directors. Over the next few days, we'll bring you interviews with the candidates. Today, we'll hear from incumbent Jim Elder and challenger Walter Von Helms. They're vying to represent District 4, rural Montrose. Here's KVNF's Jake Ryan interviewing Elder at a recent candidate forum.
3 years ago when I got on the board, we had a lot to accomplish, and we still have a lot more to accomplish. And so we have a solid agenda that we're working on with filing the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission filing, starting up with the broadband initiative, working on things like vegetation management and so on. So we have a lot of things in the works. So I'd like to continue on to help that.
If reelected, what would you like to do in these next 3 years that haven't been able to happen?
We have various things, but continuing on with the FERC filing, because this is just still going to be ongoing. Making sure that the broadband is deployed in the right way. We have that. And then rooftop solar program that we've had to hold off temporarily since we're working on the broadband. We have priorities and we can't do everything all at once. Financial resources and resources, employee resources. So we have that going on. We have micro hydro projects that we're working on trying to get that going through Delta County. There's numerous locations that we can start to work on that too. So we have numerous programs that we're still continuing to try to get finished.
What are the challenges for DMEA going ahead in the future?
The challenges that we have would be renewable energy, trying to keep our rates down, just trying to keep our co-op competitive in a competitive world where we're able to provide to our members what they need at reasonable rates, and just trying to compete in this world. Our competitors that are for-profit businesses, like XL Energy, for instance, up in Grand Junction, they are more nimble, and so DMEA needs to be more nimble to be able to compete against some of those challenges. And the coal industry that's been destroyed, and we need to be able to then work around all these regulations that we have. So there's a lot of challenges that we have ahead.
That was incumbent Jim Elder. He's running for the DMEA District 4 seat. Walter Von Helms is challenging him for the position. KVNF's Jake Ryan interviewed him over the phone.
I thought about it for several years. We've been here 15 years now, almost 16. And I'm a retired electrical person. I've worked in the electrical field for some 45 years and served an apprenticeship in Chicago, became a journeyman electrician, and went on to, after apprenticeship school, I went to
Kennedy Electronics School, and it's electrical. It's been all my life. I'm interested in it, and I'm also interested in clean power. I think we need to get more of that, and that's my main reason for running for the position. I realize that we're kind of curtailed by the Tri-State Energy Company, that we're only allowed to get 5% of our own energy, but soon that might change. I think we might get as much as 20%. The reason for that being, I guess Tri-State Energy did some financing with a personal finance organization rather than the government. So the rules have changed now, and they can't hold us to that contract like they did for all those years. And I think we have 14 years left on that contract. So I'm looking forward to more clean energy, and especially anything that can be done with hydroelectric and solar panels and whatever we can do to save money for the long run for the customers.
The term is 3 years. What do you hope to accomplish in that window?
Getting more clean energy, like I said before, for all the customers, and maybe more people will be moving into the area because of that and all the other things that are happening around here. And it'll be a fine place to live with clean energy. And I've noticed that the pollution is not very bad here at all compared to living in Boulder or Chicago. It's a great relief to breathe fresh air, and I'm all in favor of it. That's why I moved to Colorado in 1972-73 area.
That was Walter Von Helms. He's running for the DMEA Board of Directors. Listen to the regional newscast tonight at 5:50 to hear from the candidates running for the at-large seat. Ballots for the DMEA election have been mailed. They need to be returned by June 14th in order to count. Former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita has been indicted by a grand jury on 9 counts. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The counts include 6 felony charges and 3 misdemeanors. Also named in the indictment are former Undersheriff Paula Presley on all 9 charges, as well as former Commander Juan San Agustin on 2 counts. Charges include extortion, tampering with a witness or victim, second-degree kidnapping, false imprisonment, and official misconduct. Makita officially resigned from office in December 2014 under allegations of sexual misconduct and favoritism shortly before his term ended. El Paso County commissioners have approved a number of settlements and claims brought against Makita and Presley. A court date has not yet been set. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.